The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Monday afternoon. Here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I've got so much to talk about today. We've got the border to talk about. A strange, bizarre, and weird story out of Wheaton College up in Chicago. Yeah, you've got to hear this story. What are they thinking? What is happening to our evangelical schools? I'll get to that a little later. Shocked at what's happening at Wheaton College up in Chicago. Before we get into the stories of the day, though, I cannot wait. I cannot contain myself. I absolutely have to share with you the incredibly good news concerning Bible League. We began our campaign actually last Thursday. We had a wonderful, wonderful day on Thursday. We had a $6,000 matching grant on the table from Dolbo Insurance. It was my goal, my desire to meet that $6,000 matching grant, which would mean $12,000. Well, we exceeded that on Thursday. We exceeded our goal. One day, you folks exceeded the goal. And then Friday, I mentioned Bible League just a few times, just not a whole lot of times, and I gave you the number, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. And once again, you gave, you responded. I got the Bible League report this morning. And are you ready for this? I remember our goal was $12,000. You have given $17,795. Now, let's translate that into what's really important. Every $5 provides a Bible, and the emphasis is on Africa. So $17,795 divided by 5 means, folks, listen, you have provided already $3,559 Bibles. But wait, there's more. Like the infomercials say, oh, there is more. There was another matching grant on the table, which means every single dollar that was given, every Bible that was purchased was doubled. So with the matching grant, the 3,559 Bibles becomes 7,118 Bibles. Now, let's get to what's really important. The folks from the Bible League tell me, and I believe it because I've traveled with them all over the world, they tell me that each Bible touches at least 15 people. So, if you folks have provided 7,118 Bibles, we multiply that by 15, that means so far, and I don't believe you're done, so far, you have touched the lives of 106,770 people. I think we can round that up to 107,000 people because of your gifts. Now let that sink in. 107,000 people because of your generosity and your sacrificial giving. Now, here's my question. Are we done? Now, I probably won't mention this anymore today. I might just throw it out, but I may not mention this anymore today. But I want to give you another opportunity. I don't think we're done. We're at $17,795. We're very, very close to the $18,000 mark. And here's the number. 800 Yes Word, 800-937-9673. If you have not yet had the opportunity to give, or if you want to give again, we've had two or three of our listeners give at least twice. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Or if you'd prefer to give online, and many of you have done that, you can go to thewordcolumbus.com and simply click on the Bible League banner. Thewordcolumbus.com and click on the Bible League banner. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, or go to thewordcolumbus.com. We're getting close to having an all-time record for the number of Bibles that you have provided. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Wow. 3,559 Bibles. Double that with a matching grant, over 7,000 Bibles. Right now, you have given $17,795. Our goal was $12,000. Thank you. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. I think that leads me to this story. Last year, most of the American commercial airlines started clamping down on support animals. You read the stories about the support turkey, the support flamingo, the support peacock, the support miniature horse, the support wild turtles. And here, this happens all the time, and you know this. People who abuse the rules ruin it for everybody else. Now, there are some people, a few, who really benefit from having a support animal with them on the airplane. But most of these things were phony baloney, people just bending, twisting the rules, and they've ruined it for everybody else. The people who cheated, lied, exaggerated, their dog wasn't a support animal. They've ruined it for everybody else. And so almost all of the major American airlines have said, nope, no more, no more, no more, no more. A couple of our American airlines have said no support animals at all, period. We're banning them all. Well, as a result, more and more and more people, are you ready for this? Are chartering private jets so they can take their pets with them at an average cost of $7,000 to $15,000 for the pet. It is a booming business. Charter jets are seeing a huge increase in use just so people can take their pets with them. Yeah, I've got a whole article here from the New York Post about the explosion of private aircraft being chartered for the primary purpose of taking Pooch or Kitty or, yeah, whatever the animal is. $7,000 to $15,000. Now, I am absolutely thrilled. I am flipping out at the almost $18,000 that has been donated by our entire audience for Bibles for Africa. But many people are spending $15,000 just to take their little pooch to Palm Beach. Puts things into perspective, doesn't it? Wow. Hey, when we come back, I got a new hero in Nevada. Yeah, he's a high school student who's taken his high school to court. Yeah. Hang tight. We'll be right back. Bernie Live, and a welcome back to Aaron Light, who was my producer, engineer, screener in a previous life before he received, I don't know, five or six promotions. He's almost president of our company now, but he began as the lowly producer engineer of Bob Bernie Live until he sought higher places. Welcome back, Aaron.
Thank you, Bob. Good to be here. I think it's been years since I've sat in here, but hello to the audience and thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, seriously, it's good to have you back. Jeff is off for this week, taking a little vacation. And Aaron, you got big shoes to fill. You really do. You have big shoes to fill. And it's a lot of catch up over there. That's C-A-T-C-A, not K-E-T, no, not K-E-T-C-H-U-P. I've got a new hero. He is a high school student in Nevada, and he has basically said, I'm not putting up with this. He is biracial. Let's see. I want to get this straight. Mother is black. Father was white. His father has passed away, but he's biracial. Black mother, white father. And he was given an assignment based on CRT, critical race theory. His name is William Clark. And according to critical race theory, you are either part of the privileged or part of the oppressed. If you're white, you're privileged. If you're black, you're oppressed. That doesn't make any difference if you are a white person living in Appalachia in a one-room shack with dirt floors. You are still privileged. If you are black, you are oppressed. It doesn't make any difference if you are LeBron James worth gazillions. Doesn't make any difference. The color of your skin determines whether you are privileged or whether you are oppressed. Well, this kid is biracial. And so he was going to be forced to choose which he was. His teacher tried to convince him that he was part of the the privileged, therefore he was an oppressor. He said, no. And get this. I love this. He is claiming in his lawsuit that this assignment that was forced upon him, where he was going to be forced to admit that he was privileged and an oppressor, violated his Christian beliefs. Let me read from the story. The student William Clark, who is now a senior applying to colleges, sued his school in federal court for subjecting him to the social justice curriculum that he says violated his belief that all people are equal in the eyes of God. I love that. He says, wait a minute. I'm not going to go with this oppressed and oppressor and privileged. And I believe that God loves all people. Jesus died for all people, and God created us all equal. Quote, the assignment that offended William, whose mother is black and late father was white, is increasingly common in classrooms, and that is so true. This CRT, critical race theory nonsense, is spreading like wildfire through American schools. It is based on Marxism, and it determines your character by the color of your skin, which is exactly what Martin Luther King Jr. fought against. Quote, William's school, the Andre Agassi College Preparatory Academy, I can't imagine this is a cheap school, the Andre Agassi College Preparatory Academy in Clark County replaced a civics education course that taught about democracy with critical race theory under a course titled Sociology of Change, which is based on CRT, critical race theory. And here's a high school kid who's saying, wait a minute. You can't force me to admit that I am something that I am not. I'm biracial. So if all black people are oppressed and all white people are privileged, which am I? And you can't force me to choose one side or the other, because he believes that all people are created equal in the eyes of God. This is a story I promise you I'm going to do everything I can to keep my eyes on. William Clark suing his high school in Clark County, Nevada. Good for him. I hope he wins. Hey, we're coming up on a break here in a few seconds. When we return, we once again have the privilege of joining our friends in Tampa, Florida. If you have friends down in Tampa, tell them to turn to either 570 or 910 AM in Tampa, WTBN, Faith Talk. All right, quick break. We'll be back with more Bob Burney Live.